Hello, my name is Suresh Sridhan. I'm an ISV architect advisor with Microsoft. In today's show, I'm here with Danny and Andrew from IGT. IGT is one of the leading providers of casino management software. Andrew and Danny, what do you guys do at IGT?
Andy and I are software engineers and designers that work on the user interface here for our server-based gaming system.
Great. And if I understand correctly, IGT builds and manufactures games for casinos as well as casino management. Is that correct?
Yes. So what we do is we're building a system that allows the casinos to interact with their floor a lot more dynamically, so they can change certain things on the machine, on the floor, and be able to interact with the system and their back-of-house systems with our software to be able to control that floor and be able to get more information about how they can provide a better experience for the players.
Great. So you guys are really in a cool industry here, and you get to play with a lot of cool technologies, but I think what is really cool is probably, let's talk about your new generation of user application that you've created using WPF. So tell me a little bit more about what have you done with WPF, or Windows Presentation Foundation.
I think we went through a phase last year where we were trying to decide exactly what we wanted to do with the user interface, and we wanted something that would solve a lot of problems, complex problems for our end users. At the same time, we wanted something that would really help sell our product and brand our product as something innovative and unique in the marketplace. So WPF was the choice. It was the perfect fit for the vision that we had.
Great.
To do something different.
Okay. And just out of curiosity, were you guys design engineers before, or would you categorize yourself as software engineers?
Yeah, both Danny and I have some design experience from our past doing user interfaces and user interaction design. But primarily, it's at the end of the day, it was really writing code to get a product built. And that's where you would think about the user interaction a lot less. But now with WPF, that world has changed for us. So we've had to shift our way of thinking and to be more about what happens first at the user experience and the UI, and then it trickles back down to what we need to support, at our back end as well.
So with WPF, if I understand correctly, you put design at the forefront of your application rather than it being an afterthought. Is that correct? Would you agree with that?
I would agree. That's been our biggest learning curve, not only just to learn a new set of tools and technology, but our processes of taking what our business requirements are and what our use cases are as a business, and figuring out before we actually build them, what is our end user experience going to be like? And how can we make that better? How can we make that, usable and innovative and all of these things? So one of our biggest challenges has been that process, for us that have done a traditional engineering approach and process. We've had to really take our whole planning and estimation process to now include user research, experience, art, visual design, all these new aspects that in a WinForms world you didn't have to consider. At least not to the degree that we're doing now.
So in the past, you did, I guess, some GDI type of applications to get the rich experience. Probably you got it for free with WPF. Is that?
I wouldn't say for free, but you get it a lot faster,
right,
than you did with any GDI development. I mean, 2 weeks of work, we can have things done in a couple of days now, an early prototype done, and just animations that you really couldn't do in WinForms are now just done in a couple of hours.
Okay.
So it's been a process that's really speeded things up for us and given us this elegant, look and feel to our application. We went through a process with Frog, Frog Design out of Palo Alto, and they that entire process took months.
Okay.
They helped us develop the user interface here and the look and feel, and it became a branding as well at the same time without putting a bunch of company logos on it, and it was branded just by its color and its look and feel.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about your application. So I guess the application is called SP Director, is that correct?
Yeah.
And it's sort of your next generation application or user interface for casino operators?
That's right.
Can you talk a little bit more about what the application does?
Well, so essentially what we do is there's a new paradigm in gaming, and it's called server-based gaming. Mm-hmm. What that means is traditional floors use more proprietary protocols on the floor,
uh-huh.
and even legacy, if you will, communication channels. Now everything's going Ethernet, and everything's being driven off back-end servers. What that means to the casino operator is he can now control his floor remotely or from a centralized position. So he can analyze the floor, he can run, you know, do metrics, he can see eventing and see real-time dashboards, as well as reconfigure and allocate the games on the floor based on, as we said earlier, to not only enhance the operator's revenue, but also make it a better experience for his players. And the ability to do that centrally is very, it's a whole new paradigm in the gaming industry.
Great. I think we wouldn't be able to do enough justice just talking about WPF. I think we need to see it to believe it, right? So why don't we quickly jump into the application and, you know, why don't you guys show me some cool things that you've done with WPF?
So we're getting logged in. A couple of things you'll notice right off the get-go is before logging out, I don't know if it shows up on the camera. Can you see the animations?
Yes.
Kind of the stuff. Just one of the themes that came out in our design early on was some words to describe our design. So just, I'm going to try it. What is it? Humanistic, organic, innovative, omniscient, beautiful.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, really that's what the system was about. When we went through the engagement with Frog, it was defining all those things that we wanted our system to be. And as Danny said, humanistic, they wanted those soft features, soft tones throughout the application. We wanted it to be enjoyable for the user and very innovative and have to have a beautiful look to it as well.
Okay.
So you'll always see kind of a subtle animations and pulsings going on that kind of let you feel like it's alive. This is what we call our workspace here. This is the first time launch. So the first time launch, you get our help system, which is a visual video help system. Essentially, what you would do is you'd click on one of these items, and it would take you through a flash video of how to do that particular task. It's kind of loaded up on what we call the workspace, this whole background area. One of the things we realized is each of our customers does things a different way.
Mm-hmm.
They want to see a different desktop and a different tool, and so navigation was a real challenge in that model. Our software also runs in different regulated jurisdictions, where certain features are enabled and disabled, and so it really had to have a dynamicness to it. So that's what we have here with what we call our main navigation, which is called our controller. And this guy is where you launch your apps. In this case, because I'm a very highly privileged user, I can run all of the apps. That's another thing. This application is kind of a portal of sorts. It is not, you know, it loads all these pieces dynamically once you log in based on what you're authorized to do and as well as what you're licensed to do.
Yeah, talking about the workspace a little bit, it's very customized to the person who logs in.
And okay.
It knows everything about that person. So when they come in here and they use certain applications, we keep track of that information. They have certain things that they can put onto their workspace, such as widgets and these kind of things, so that they have information at their hands at a glance. And this was a process that Frog realized right away, was that they needed to feel comfortable in their workspace, something that was the same for them every time they came in, and that they had the right tools at their hands very quickly to be able to get information that they needed.
Okay.
And notice, while Andy was talking, I just drove a few pieces around that do exactly that. These are just things that I can wire up, and these are, you know, these are groupings of machines on the floor, and what you can see here is it's actually telling me that certain important interactions are happening with those machines, and I need to either do something or notify somebody.
Okay.
Again, just some really cool stuff. There's a lot of things that kind of inspired some of this. Everything that was happening at the time we were designing this, from the iPhone coming out to Vista coming out.
Yep.
There was a lot of, you know, innovation happening, so we wanted to, we pulled from all of that. You know, we wanted to pull in all those things that were happening last year and really bring it into our experience. And you'll notice we even have these things that we call them widgets, which are very much like things that a user would put on their desk to kind of help them do their job. And again, and once I configure this workspace, what's really kind of cool about all of this stuff is my workspace remembers all this. You know, when I set this up, and I put this navigation bar where I want it, everything stays this way. So the next time that I actually log in as a user, this is what my space would look like. That's something that's really kind of, we found in our world, really is a powerful thing for users to be able to kind of have all these little kind of dashboard-like things, you know, in their workspace and customize it to what their job is.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a lot of the introductory. I guess now we could probably jump into an app. I think one thing we always start off with a little bit is to give people an idea of what we're doing. Our back end is what we call a service-oriented architecture in WCF. And the way that's managed is through a server farm of applications. And one of the things that we bring up right here is just that. This is where you can kind of see what's going on in the back end. And, you know, we would be running, these are your servers. So this gives you your load balancing of applications. And then this gives you, you know, all of your applications that you would be running on that server. So to actually run, this is the back of house. This is the server applications that support our user interface and control the floor. So these would be communicating with databases and each other and even external systems to run our system.
So you have a perfect distributed application, a service-oriented application built using WCF, talking to your backend systems and services with a WPF client on it. That's great.
Right. And this is you know, again, this would be the IT manager. There's somebody's job that it is to just make sure that the health of, you know, what's really cool about some of the visuals here is we can do lots of different things with these circles, and from color to gradients to percentages around to indicate health problems or issues with those back-end applications. It's a really powerful tool to be able to manage your back-end. And we call that the server manager. One of the most interesting pieces is one of the modules called Floor Manager. And this is where you actually go in and change something on your gaming floor. And this is, in this first release, this is probably our biggest component. So one of the first things we might do is we have a flow here called Change Theme, which means that I can actually go in and change a content of one of my slot machines on the floor. This is one of our really popular controls that we use a lot. It's called our targeting control. Basically, it's a data grid of sorts, but we've added a lot of visualization and a lot of interaction to it.
So basically, data grid on steroids.
Yeah, exactly. This was a big thing that we did with Frog to really help identify, you know, how users can find the information they're after. Another thing about it is it's very intuitive as far as it tracks a user. We keep statistics on what the user does here, so that when he comes back to this data grid, it remembers how he used it before. And you'll notice here up at the top, you see some grids where you just see a few options here. Well, that's because that's what this user is most often doing. He's actually using those fields and those values to find data. So these kind of work like filters. What I can kind of do here is say, this is my grid down here. And I have searching and column sorting and all those basic things. But what I can do up here is apply a filter. And I've just filtered my floor out. And what I'm doing here is, I'm restricting, you know, limiting the data by applying these filters. So I can do combinations of filters, and I'll eventually get a smaller data set that I can focus on. And that's one of the things that we really identified with our research, right, is how people...
Yeah, it's all about keeping track of the user and everything that they do so that they can have a more enjoyable experience in their workplace on the things that they do every day that can kind of be mundane tasks.
Mm-hmm.
We make it a lot easier for them so they're in their task flow a lot less.
Okay.
Getting the job done faster.
And then what's also really cool, and this is one of the coolest controls we did in WPF, I think, is what we call a floor view. It's a 2D geographical view of our gaming floor. Very much like a map application. We plot the games out in a 2D space here. This control, you know, well, one of the interesting things you can see is I've got everything filtered out. Our filters apply to this control just like they do to the data grid. So in this case, I can see everything. Nothing's filtered out here. I can see my full floor here. And you can kind of see, you know, we've got all the games enabled. If I were to take this view back and actually apply a filter here, you would see data get filtered out. And now I'm at a place where, you know, I'm just looking at one section of the floor. So what's really cool about that, it's using the same underlying data as the grid.
Mm-hmm.
They're bound to the same collection. It's a really neat thing. And but
you can have this rich visualization model with the same tape. The data in your data grid.
Yeah, the great thing about this, and we talk about this all the time, is that what you're looking at here is really just a list box with a data template.
Okay.
And so it's a list box in both places. It's just the way we visualize it is different
right.
than the way we present it. So, and being able to have the flexibility to do that is, and you get everything that a list box has, selection, you know, all the sorting and so forth, filtering, but you just visualize it in a different way, and it's as easy as a data template.
Right.
So what we were able to do, too, was with some really simple 3D as well. We can represent and show more details about a specific machine. He right-clicked on one of those machines and said, show me more info about this particular machine.
Uh-huh.
And as you can see, here we are using WPF's 3D as well. And this was done very quickly. This was put together in just a couple days. To provide this screen, it shows about the game that's on the machine
uh-huh.
and some information about a person that's playing the machine.
Okay.
And then some of the accounting information about the machine.
So that was great. Danny and Andrew, thanks for your time. Really enjoyed seeing some great WPF application in action. It's one thing to build a platform like WPF for building user interfaces and presentation, but it's another thing to see the application in action. That was great. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you for your time.